best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Tuesday, December 9th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Little housekeeping to get to your text messages while I was ranting in the last segment or two. I got Captain Jeff reporting in for duty in Cedarville. He says, Randy, the big boy in St. Ignace has reopened, but it's now known as Fred's Up North Dining and Truck Stop. Truck Stop. Oh, my. I need to talk to Fred. Captain Jeff, do me a favor, buddy. Go over and talk to Fred for me. I want to support his restaurant and new truck stop. Do you know how many truckers I know that travel US 2 from Wisconsin over the Mackinac Bridge to Northern Michigan? They would absolutely love to be able to park in, I'm thinking, if memory serves me correct, he has a huge asphalt parking lot right there where the rigs could get a view of the Straits of Mackinac. If memory serves me correct, the trees aren't high enough. You can still see the water from that big boy location. I want to talk to Fred. You know the program, Captain Jeff. I think you still might have advertising agreements with you. If you don't, I'll mail them to you. Or better yet, if you just want to refer it to me, get me the information. I want to promote that business. Fred's Up North Dining and Truck Stop at the old Big Boys location in St. Ignace. God bless Fred. Jeff Sheboygan, you nailed it. His term right now will prove to be far more effective for our future than if he had actually stayed in office back in 2020. Oh, you betcha. Donald Trump planning for 4 years to get through all his lawfare legal battles, to beat all the criminal charges, all the other lawsuits he was facing, to come out victorious and then win in a major landslide. If you notice that the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact has basically died and gone away, you know why? Donald Trump won the National Popular Vote. He won a huge Electoral College victory, but he won the National Popular Vote. They never, ever, ever, ever thought after being impeached twice in the House that he could come back and win the presidency back. After 4 years of planning for it, he's implementing his plan, and man, are they losing their minds. And the problem is Donald Trump never sleeps. He is constantly coming up with new things and new directions and new executive orders and new negotiation of trade deals, all the things that he's doing. Look at the World Cup that he's brought to the United States. I mean, next year, folks, 2026 is going to be one heck of a party. 250 years, America declared its independence. 2026, 250 is going to be the biggest party on the planet. And this president, I am so happy it's under Donald J. Trump. Kamala Harris? No way.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Got on board a westbound 7. 47.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, second segment of hour number three. We're going to do a little history lesson about tariffs. Because it's going in front of the Supreme Court, they're going to rule on whether or not Donald J. Trump, our 47th president, has the right or the ability constitutionally to put tariffs on foreign countries' goods, products, and services coming into the United States. Well, I hope and pray that his attorney will make these arguments with regards to precedent, legal precedent. First of all, again, I've already stated the most obvious one, unless they don't understand their history, the United States Constitution. You see, July 4th, 1776 is the date on the Declaration of Independence. We declared our independence from Great Britain. We threw down the glove, the white glove, and we said, that's it, we're done. The gloves are coming off. The reason they said white back in the day historically is because that's what the gentlemen wore. Were nice, crisp, linen, white gloves. They took the gloves off, and they said, that's it, we're done with you. You have done enough crap to us. We're tired of it. We're sick of it. And we are going to absolutely fight you for our independence. We are no longer going to be British subjects. We are going to become a country. The United States of America. They signed the Declaration of Independence, fully knowing that they were signing their death warrants. They immediately, by signing that document, became an enemy of the state because we were under British rule. The king put a bounty on every one of those signatures. Got a very simple question for you. If you were living at the time, would you have been willing to sign your own death warrant? They basically went after these guys, tried to kill them, burn their houses down. Many of them and their families hid in the woods as they stood and watched their homes being burnt to the ground. Because they had had enough. And oh, by the way, it was only about 3% of our population of the colonists at the time that were willing to do it, to stand up and fight against the strongest, biggest military in the world, Great Britain. The British military was number one. France, Spain, others always trying to fight with them. Now, the British soldiers were well-trained, well-regulated, and fully armed. And we were their subjects. Declared our independence on July 4th, 1776. We went to war. We won our independence. We beat them. And then our founding fathers got in the room there in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, at the hall and said, okay, now what do we do? We won our independence. We're a country. How do we run it? Continental Congress wasn't good enough. They said, we got to come up with a rule book for limiting the federal government's ability to tax us, the ability to do what we need to do in our lives to set this country up. We got to come up with a new constitution. They did. They met in that hall and they argued, they debated, they came up with our system of government. It wasn't perfect. They knew it wasn't perfect. Some states were threatening that they would not vote for it. They would not support it. Why? Because it did not enumerate our God-given rights. They're like, what are you talking about? We have so many rights. You know how long the list would be if we had to enumerate every God-given right we have? Well, we won't do it until we have our Bill of Rights. Okay, how about this? How about we make the Constitution amendable? We'll actually put it in there. We'll put certain rules, certain requirements, certain thresholds to make it amendable, but you will basically give us the vote to vote for this now with a promise that we will continue this discussion and we will come up with a list and we will then amend it at a future date. They shook hands on it. They said, okay. September 17, 1787, our Constitution was passed. Now it had to be ratified by the states. The states had to satisfy the requirement of adopting the U.S. Constitution as part of their mode of operandi for their colony, which is now a state. The debate continued. More than 4 years later, December 15, 1791, they introduced the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments. By the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but there was originally 12. We had 12 disciples of Jesus. They had 12 amendments. They argued about two of them and said, you know what? There's also 10 commandments in the Bible. We're going to lower it from 12 down to 10. We're going to follow the Bible and only approve the first 10. That became our Bill of Rights. In that Constitution, folks, they funded the federal government with tariffs. That's my first point. If I'm Donald J. Trump's attorney arguing in front of the United States Supreme Court, you guys have to understand the president has always been able to use tariffs against foreign countries of goods, products, and services coming into the United States, and the money would go into the U.S. Treasury, which would fund Washington, D.C. Tariffs is what basically funded our war. We won our independence. We became a country. We passed the Constitution. We ratified it and amended it and continued to use tariffs. Every president since George Washington has used tariffs. Fast forward to the Civil War, 1860. Our country, North against the South, basically over the South's way of life of using slaves for their plantations. Abraham Lincoln increased the tariffs on foreign countries to help bring revenue into the Union Army to fight the Confederacy. Abraham Lincoln did it. Fast forward to the 1900s, McKinley. McKinley used tariffs almost in the exact same way that Donald J. Trump is using them today. Almost identical. That's another precedent that the attorney for Donald J. Trump can use in front of the Supreme Court. Precedent, precedent, precedent. Our founding fathers, our Constitution, Abraham Lincoln funding the Civil War, McKinley doing it in the 1900s. I'll even give you one more recent. Motorcycles. Ronald Wilson Reagan beat Jimmy Carter in the election of November of 1980. Took office January 20th of 1981. I, Ronald Wilson Reagan, do solemnly swear. Split screen on the TV as I was watching the inauguration. C-130, cargo plane, belly open, hostages from Iran getting loaded up onto the plane. before Ronald Wilson Reagan finished So Help Me God in his inaugural address, the belly closed and the plane was airborne, and those hostages were coming home. Iran hostage, 444 days. You remember that under weak Jimmy Carter in his weak foreign policy? Overtook our embassy, and those hostages were held for 440 days. Reagan said, if they're still there when I take the oath of office, I will blow Iran off the face of the earth. I'll even sacrifice my own hostages if I have to. Baghdad, you're gone. No, not Iraq, Randy. Iran. Excuse me. Ronald Wilson Reagan saw American motorcycles becoming extinct in America. You guys remember Indian motorcycles? Well, they had already closed up shop, and the only other major surviving manufacturer in the United States of motorcycles was Harley-Davidson. And they were facing extinction. You know why? Cheap, made-in-Japan motorcycles. Honda, Suzuki, Kawasaki, Yamaha. We're building them so well made but cheap that Harley-Davidson couldn't compete. So you know what Reagan did? He put 100% tariffs on Japanese motorcycles. You want to buy a Honda? You want to buy a Suzuki? You want to buy a Kawasaki? You're going to pay basically double. And it saved Harley-Davidson. That was in the 1980s. 45 years ago. 44 years ago. Donald J. Trump is doing the exact same thing that precedent throughout our history of our country has done, and that is use tariffs to fund our federal government. What part of this history does the lawfare idiots that have Trump derangement syndrome, TDS, so bad that everything this president does, they want to take him to court and try to tie him up in court in these little district judges who don't have any ability to stop nationwide what this president is doing for our country? You got these district judges in Massachusetts saying what Donald Trump is doing is unconstitutional and cannot be done across the country. Okay, I'm going to blow right through you, and I'm going to take it to my Supreme Court. It's absolutely amazing that they don't understand our history. Again, if the United States Supreme Court does not come out 9-0 on this tariff constitutionality by this president, those voting against it need to resign. They need to step down. Because A, they're too stupid to know their history, or B, they're not listening to the president's attorney's arguments. And if he doesn't present these exact arguments I just laid out, then he's incompetent and shouldn't even be arguing in front of the Supreme Court. Legal precedent, folks.